Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Good news, 100 days in.
Just 9 illegal migrants were released into the United States during President Trump's first 100 days in office, compared to 184,000 during the same period last year under then-President Biden, according to Border Czar Tom Homan. The stunning figures came as the White House celebrated a 99.99% decrease in so-called gotaways, illegal entrants who evaded authorities, which the administration called the top threat to public safety. In that same time frame that we released 9, the Biden administration released 184,000 illegal aliens into the country, Homan said on Fox and Friends. Homan praised Trump's immigration policies, saying, "President Trump is a game changer. What's happening on the border, he did in 7 weeks, what Joe Biden couldn't or wouldn't do in 4 years. Homan explained that of the 9 released, 4 were material witnesses in criminal cases, 4 were in extreme medical distress, and 1 was released on humanitarian grounds. Under Biden, Border Patrol officials dealt with up to 15,000 crossings per day. Under Trump, Homan said that number dropped to just 178. Illegal border encounters are now down 95%, with the administration calling it proof that Trump has ushered in the most secure border in modern American history. Since returning to office...
Those numbers are staggering, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And, I mean, just 178 a day versus 15,000?
Yeah.
Wow. Trump lets in 9, lets 9 say, versus, you know, since he took office... First, you know, 7 weeks, 184,000? Wow. Sure looks like we could have closed that border.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal, following up on this Judge Dugan case out of Wisconsin, where she deliberately obstructed the arrest of an illegal immigrant.
Yeah. It's
crazy what she did.
Yeah.
And look, when she hit him, she's shoving him out the door, running him down the street. Wall Street Journal points out this morning, she wasn't just helping him evade ICE, helping him evade capture. She was helping him evade trial for the very violent physical crimes he had committed against the two victims who were just sitting in the courtroom.
Now, I believe the Supreme Court there has removed her or suspended her. She ought to be disbarred or disjudged or impeached or whatever. I mean, this is an absolute miscarriage of justice, period, whether you are sympathetic with the cause of the illegal immigrant or not. This is something that cannot happen or justice will not prevail in this country.
Law professor Jonathan Turley wrote this on his blog, and he's absolutely right about this. He said this is a line that has been crossed here. He said what these politicians do not explain, talking about these Democrats who are screaming and yelling, constitutional crisis, blah, blah. What these politicians do not explain is where the line should be drawn. If judges can now actively assist in the escape of fugitives or wanted individuals, could Dugan order court officers to hide Flores Ruiz? That's the illegal immigrant. Could she put him in her trunk and drive him out of the courthouse? Once you leave the bench to assist in alleged illegality, you find yourself on a slippery slope. This has happened before, and according to judges, he's listing a particular judge, it will happen again. Turley observed that Dugan, quote, did not issue court orders, or call a hearing to address the problem. Instead, she personally facilitated his escape from federal authorities. Every Democrat who has defended Dugin and who slammed the Trump administration on this issue should be required to answer questions like the one Turley posed. How far is too far in the resistance movement? Judges defying the rule of law? Apparently not. Domestic terrorism at Tesla dealerships? Apparently not. Is there even a line anymore for these people? And the line he explained was this. Look, sanctuary cities, what you're doing is saying we're not going to use any of our resources at all to help ICE, not even so much as a phone call to them to say, hey, this illegal immigrant murderer, we're letting him out at noon on bond, be in the parking lot. Like, you can't even do that. All right, well, that's not using your resources. But when you physically, actively take action to protect an individual, again, one, from ICE, but two, from trial, that is a next step, he's saying, and he's right.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you think would happen to a citizen that tried to facilitate the or delay the arrest by ICE of someone? I mean, you'd be arrested.
Well, depending on what area you're in, yeah, or rather we're celebrated depending on where you are, right? But think about this, let's flip it on its head. What would happen if you were a citizen who tried to prevent the arrest of a January 6th-er, Sixer?
Yeah.
What would happen then?
Oh, you'd be called a co-conspirator.
Yeah. What would happen if you snuck him out the back door of your house when the FBI was headed down the street to arrest him and you got word, you saw them? What would happen then? I bet you would be cooling your heels in solitary confinement too. Guarantee you would. But those aren't the right people. January 6th protesters, not the right people. They are right-wing people, but they're not the right people. But illegal immigrants are the right people, so it's all good. Meanwhile, Trump has come up with a brilliant new way of charging people. And you know, one of the things we really need to do, and this is why Congress is so useless, is change. But the first time you get caught crossing that border, it's a felony. Because it's a misdemeanor right now. That would be huge. Just some like simple common sense things that Congress could do, but they're just not doing. Well, the Justice Department's begun, Lee, its first criminal prosecutions of migrants who breached the newly expanded military zone at the southern border. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole different prosecutorial standard. It's now patrolled by U.S. troops. Threatening people with additional penalties for crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. 28 migrants charged Monday. They are the first tranche with crossing the 170-mile-long, quote, national defense area. 60-foot strip of land stretches across the bottom of New Mexico and has effectively been turned into part of a U.S. military installation. This is brilliant.
Yeah, exactly.
So prosecutors added the new charge of violating security regulations in U.S. District Court in Las Cruces to the more common misdemeanor of entering the United States illegally. That crime is punishable by up to a year in prison. Good. This is what it's going to take. So the left's going to go wild here, try to stop this. But this is a new way for Trump to begin doing this. It's also great because it keeps it out of local liberal immigration courts where I presume judges will just usher illegals out the back door. Right. I mean, I don't, it's what Democrats do, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Just shaking my head. I'm just telling you.
Good. Texter writes, we have a new theme song for this judge, Robert Palmer, Sneak and Sally Through the Alley.
Oh, yeah. Great song. Yeah, that's a good one. Very good.
Yeah. Texter writes, I agree with that, Tara. Bezos should be made to pay for the sins he profits from, too. I know at least 4 8-figure sellers on Amazon. They source products that they design and actually have product patents. I think they mean patents on from China. They knew going in at the 25% tariff that Trump put on China continued. So what I said was, if you're going to put the tariffs on, if Amazon was going to, and obviously they aren't going to now, then put them all on.
Yeah, like, I heard you say that. That's a brilliant point, because that's the reason this is happening, because all these countries have been tariffing our imported goods into their country for decades.
Exactly. And so, yeah, put them all on. And you know, the one that ones that Trump put on last time and Biden left, why weren't those put on during the Biden administration? Trump had tariffs on China from the first administration that Biden kept.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
But I guess those were cool. They were fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right.
But if Trump does it or increases them, then it's suddenly wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Coming up on the show, headline, Wall Street Journal, big marketers like MasterCard, PepsiCo, Nissan are rethinking pride marketing. They're actually fleeing in droves, and that's just a few of it, proving, did they ever really want to do this in the beginning? Or did Obama's human rights campaign force them to? We'll have that coming up on the show. Stay tuned.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.